Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. I'm joined this week again on this Friday by Sister Bojena from the Little Servant Sisters of the Immaculate Conception. Welcome, Sister.
Thank you, Father. I'm glad to be here again.
Yes, we're joining all of our listeners this afternoon, regardless of where they may be going or coming from or doing. You know, maybe they're just taking a break in their busy afternoon. Who knows how the weather affects us in the month of June. You know, sometimes it wears us down, sometimes it picks us up. But on this Friday, we remember that it's not only a day to recall the beauty and the power of the crucifixion of Jesus, but also in this month of June, once again, we go back to the Sacred Heart. We consider that this is the month that hosts the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And, as we're striving for hope at the close of this work week, you know, I just want to invite all of our listeners to consider the connection between the heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and Jesus who comes to us in the Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament. I'd like to make sure that all of our listeners, all of our brothers and sisters know that as Catholics, we believe, you know, even to the point of shedding our blood, we will defend the truth that Jesus Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament. Now, I want to make sure that everyone's clear on this. Remember, He's present in the Holy Eucharist, the Eucharist which is confected at the Mass offered by the priest. And there's no gray. There's no middle ground. There's no little bit of this, a little bit of that. No, He's either present or He's not. And we believe His words, that He is present. He remains among us. He says, you want to have life? Then you must eat my flesh, drink my blood. He gives Himself to us, but He gives Himself to us in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart that is the Holy Eucharist. When we receive the Holy Eucharist, we receive the heart of Jesus. And it's a beautiful connection because, you know, we can't, Sister, always be in the church in front of the tabernacle.
That's true.
But we can be in our bedroom and see the Sacred Heart, a visual reminder of the truth that Jesus dwells among us in the Holy Eucharist. We can be in our living room. We can be in the dining room. You know, your sisters can be busy in the preschool, and you happen to see that picture of the Sacred Heart, and it reminds us, okay, the Lord said, wherever an image of my Sacred Heart is exposed and honored, I will bless. I will bring peace. So great. There's a promise attached to seeing this, the image of the Sacred Heart, but that image of the Sacred Heart is also a powerful reminder that while this is a picture, while this is a statue, His heart is present, beating among us in the world today, present among us in the church. And, you know, especially to those who are listening, you know, if you're kind of interested in the Catholic Church, if, you know, there's something that's kind of stirring in your mind and heart to learn more about the Catholic Church, I just want to throw this out to you on this Friday afternoon in the month of June. You know, we Catholics, we've got it. And it's not an it, it's a who. We've got the Lord. The Lord is present among us in the Holy Eucharist. And in the month of June, the church, as our mother, is bringing us back to the heart of Jesus every month of June. And we've got this thing, this prayer called a litany. And this litany is, for the month of June, dedicated to the Sacred Heart, the Litany of the Sacred Heart. And there's all these different titles, you know, and so we pray these different titles. And really, it goes back to a Jewish custom of prayer in the Old Testament. You highlight different titles of the Most High God, the Everlasting God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Well, we kind of take that application of prayer and we apply it to the heart of Jesus. And there's 33 titles of the heart of Jesus. It's the same heart. It's one heart. But it's a heart that has different attributes, maybe different titles, different dimensions. So, Sister Bojena, if I go to the Litany of the Sacred Heart and I use one of the titles, let's say, Heart of Jesus, rich to all who call upon you. What is that? What does that mean to you? Rich to all who call upon you. Heart of Jesus. You know, no matter who calls upon your heart is rich for them.
I mean, just knowing that Christ is for all of us. He is not just for one person.
Not even for the perfect.
Especially not for the perfect. So, I mean, it was says in the Bible that He came not for those who are healthy, but for those who are sick.
Yeah.
He especially want to help the ones that are healthy because the one who great, they don't, it's not like they don't need, but especially those who are sick need it.
He came for all of us.
All of us. Yeah. Correct. Even for the sinners. So one of the things I feel that He is rich to all of us, but especially to those who kind of pay attention to his sacred heart, to his heart, to his... It's like we try to be nice to all people, but we do have some special friends, that we have people who we easy to talk, who we have friends all around us. So Heart of Jesus, it's, again, something, and the reach in love, there's nothing more important for him, our love. Yeah. And no matter what happened to us, no matter what we're going through in our life, it could be a difficult moment in our lives, it could be joy, we can always go back to the heart of Jesus. Yeah. Like in last time I was saying, not as a Jesus as a human, but Jesus, his heart, his God, his pure love.
Yeah.
His pure love.
You know, I'm sure this has happened in the convent. I know it's happened in my life, especially with, you know, when I have the seminarians with me or when I'm with my brother priest, and you need something. And, you know, there's that person that can help you with it. And you approach that person and you're like, hey, would you mind? I know you're really busy, but would you mind helping me change this light bulb? You know, I got to go up on this ladder. Please hold the ladder, you know, and it's just like, okay, I just need this favor. And when you approach that person, they just kind of give you that look like, okay, I'm here to help, but I'm just really swamped. I'm really busy. Or they're just tapped. They're empty.
Absolutely.
You know, and then of course, what? You know, you're the one that needs the favor, and this person's the one who can help you with it. And then you feel like you've burdened them. And while we shouldn't be ashamed to ask, there is that sense of, you know, I have to own this. You know, they're already tired. They're already worn down. And I'm grateful they're going to help me. But man, I hope I didn't like totally exhaust them. But when you go to the heart of Jesus, that's what that title means. Rich to all who call upon you.
Correct.
It doesn't matter. Like the Lord never gets tired.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lord's never going to say, you know what, Father Stosh, I know you really need help. But today I'm just tapped. I'm done.
Right.
I'm going to bed early. Yeah. Wait, come back tomorrow. The heart of Jesus is never empty. The heart of Jesus is never so poor to where when we beg him for mercy, he won't forgive us.
Correct.
The heart of Jesus is never so tired that when we beg him for help, he says, come back tomorrow. And, you know, to all of our listeners in this month of June, you know, I'm just going to ask you to think in your mind right now, where is that image of the crucifix in your home? You know, maybe do you have an image of the crucifix in your car? You know, not necessarily a huge one. You know, do you have an image of Jesus on the cross in your bedroom or in your living room? Okay, now, if you don't have one, why? Why do you not have a crucifix in your life? Why do you not have one in your home? Why do you not have one in your office? Why do you not have one in your kitchen? Why do you not have one in your car? Okay, the next question. Where in your life have you placed the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that image of his heart? You know, is there an image of the Sacred Heart in your home? It used to be like our ancestors, our fathers and mothers who have lived this faith for 2,000 years. You know, over 2,000 years, our brothers and sisters in the Catholic faith have known to go to the heart of Jesus because they know if I'm weak, he is strong. If I am sick, he is healthy. If I am poor, he is rich. If I am persecuted, he is my refuge. You know, and sister, in your own convent, in your own community, and, you know, where you live, I'm sure there are many different beautiful, powerful images of the heart of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus. You know, to our listeners, why do you think it's important, knowing that the heart of Jesus is rich to all who call upon him, why do you think it's important to have an image of the Sacred Heart in their home?
Well, first of all, I also think, speaking about when your father was mentioning about crucifix, there's two different things people think about the crucifix. It's not just the cross. It's a Christ on the cross.
Right,
because
with Jesus
just
on the
cross. Yes,
yeah.
It doesn't really make, I mean, it makes a still
it's a powerful sense. Sign it's a powerful in itself,
exactly.
Yeah, but it's not the reminder of him on it always.
Right. Also, know? Speaking about our community or even my own country, since I am coming from Poland, my fathers and even the church, the fathers of the church, history is telling us that where to go if it's not to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Where to go if we can't just go to other human. I mean, we go to them, but they cannot really help us. It Christ himself, he is the reason for our life. He is the one who can really help us. So the history in our life, it shows us that through Jesus, we can win anything, and his heart can absolutely help us. I remember when even my father, when I was young, he wasn't really super religious. I mean, we all belong to, I mean, not we all, but at least my family belonged to Communist Party. But he knew that you should do as God told you to do.
Yeah.
He knew, he was telling me, if ever a human being disappoints you, God never disappoints you.
Yeah.
God never disappoints you. And God, not only God, because he was pointing, we did have a Sacred Heart of Jesus. It was a very old painting, but he always pointed on that. Even he was saying about in general to God, but in my mind, it stays that little picture, it's a little image of Sacred Heart of Jesus, which, as I say before, it's kind of show me how can I lift up my heart to Jesus because that little image of which Jesus on the picture that he has his heart exposed to it. And so I believe strongly that it's really crucial to have the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Mary
somewhere in your home. If nothing else, as like Mother Angelica would say, you know, like a holy reminder. It's almost like a compass. You know, you might not be lost in your home because it's your home, but if you're lost in your heart and you look out of yourself and you see the Sacred Heart of Jesus there in your home, it puts you on the right track.
And usually those images, Jesus' eyes are always so like looking at you.
They pierce you.
I always feel like that. So it's actually too good to have that image somewhere that you can really see it.
Yeah.
And perhaps in a couple places even. So it puts you to the right spot.
Yeah. Well, this is Father Stosh Daly and Sister Bojena from the Little Servant Sisters of the Immaculate Conception bringing you today's message of hope. Today's daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Radio. Sacred Heart of Jesus, protect our families. Amen.